It's that time of the morning when we rub our magic lamp and out comes the genie that is Wayne Massingham. Now, Wayne is our entertainment guru. Now, you are probably itching for him because last week we missed him. Wayne was ready. We just couldn't reach him due to some in-house technical difficulties here at the station. But Wayne's 4x2 pop culture review is here. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
I know.
Last week was, very odd, but good to think everything's working this week.
Yeah, I know, right? And you were all ready. You had the reviews.
I was ready. I had it all ready to go, and nothing happened.
You were like, guys, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm waiting.
I'm waiting.
All right, hit us. What have you got for number one today?
Okay, well, these are what I was going to talk about last week. So they all hold true. They're all still out there for your enjoyment. So first off, and I really wanted to talk about this film, it's called About Endlessness. It's a startlingly beautiful film. It's from the veteran Swedish director, Roy Anderson, who's in his late 70s, potentially his last film. This is a really just a beautiful meditation on life and existence. It's quite a short film. It only runs for about 80 minutes, and it's just full of many short scenes. Often they're only like 2 to 3 minutes long. They're little vignettes of life. Most of the scenes start with a phrase, "I saw a man" or "I saw a woman," and then it goes into the scene. I saw a quote, and I just thought this was a beautiful quote about the film. An infinite story of the vulnerability of existence. So I thought that was quite profound.
That's really beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just very dreamlike. There's scenes like women contemplating their life. There's people on a bus. There's a man regretting his past actions. It's just a really beautiful film.
So in each scene, it's different characters. It's not the one character in each scene.
Yeah. There's a couple of the characters have repeat scenes, but most of them are just the one scene with a certain character. There's a priest that's regretting being a priest. So he has two or three scenes, but most of them are just one off, and it just moves smoothly into the next one. And it's just a really beautiful film. It's only showing in Sydney, I believe, the Dendy in Newtown and Randwick Ritz.
Okay.
And it probably won't last much longer. But if you just want to see a beautiful meditation on life, About Endlessness
film. Okay, yes. Cool. That's a very kind of, I feel we've started very deep and calm this morning on our reviews.
I think so, yeah. Just going for the meditative outlook.
Yeah, perfect. What have you got for us at number two?
Number two is a beautiful record. It's probably not going to maybe reach a huge audience, so I'm putting it out there. It's called Heaven and Holy. This is a debut album from a sort of supergroup called Painted Shrines. Painted Shrines is a collaboration between one of my all-time favourite artists called Jeremy Earl, who's the lead singer of a band called Woods, who I've loved for a decade. And he's also teamed up with a fellow called Glenn Donaldson, who's in a band called Sky Green Leopards. This has come out on Woodsist, which is Jeremy Earl's recording label based in New York. They've known each other for years, and they record this album back in 2018 when Jeremy Earl visited Donaldson's coastal studio in Northern California. So they put this together, and it's out in the world now, 12 songs. It feels fresh, unforced, features a lot of the things I love about Woods, which is quite high-pitched vocals, jangly guitars and great melodies. Just a really beautiful album, quite short. This only goes for 30 minutes. Five of the songs are just two-minute instrumentals. So it's just a really beautiful album. So if you love melody, a bit of melancholy, great little guitars, this is a beautiful album, and I really love it.
Nice. Okay, so it's Heavenly and Holy, the debut album from Painted Shrines.
That's it, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, worth a listen.
Cool. Number three?
Number three is another film I enjoyed recently called The Dig. This is on Netflix. This is a really elegant, studied film. It's based on a true story of the Sutton Hoo excavation, which took place in the UK in 1939 in Suffolk. It stars Kerry Mulligan, who's just wonderful, obviously just been nominated this week for Promising Young Woman, and she's wonderful again in this. She plays Edith Pretty, who is a wealthy landowner who employs an excavator called Basil Brown, played wonderfully by Ralph Fiennes, to dig up these burial grounds on her property. And they uncover an Anglo-Saxon 6th century ship, or the remains of the ship, which also uncovers gold in there. So it's quite a huge discovery. It's all a true story. And this is just a beautiful story between Edith's life and her forming a friendship with Basil, and also the battle to who gets the discovery. Yeah, yeah, because it's near Ipswich, and Ipswich Museum were keen on it, but the British Museum just came in over the top, and that's where it ended up going to. So this is just a really beautifully acted film. It's lovely shot in the English countryside, and just to see Kerry Mulligan and Ralph Fiennes do their stuff is just really lovely. It's a beautiful film.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have to admit, I've scrolled over it a couple of times on Netflix and gone, looks okay. But yeah. I feel like maybe that's going to be on my hit list for this wet weather weekend.
It's not a jump up and grab you by the throat sort of film. It's just beautifully acted. And I'm a huge Kerry Mulligan fan. So it's all a true story. And it's just really beautifully done. I definitely click on it next time you go past.
Okay. Done.
Yeah.
And what have you got for us at number four this week?
Number four, to finish off on something light. And this is another Netflix show. Came out late last year and we sort of caught up on it recently. It's called Dash and Lily. This is a really delightful little show. 10 episodes in all, about 30 minutes each one. It's sweet. It's fun. It's very refreshing. It's all set in New York during the holiday season. You've got Lily. Lily leaves a book in the Strand books in New York with some notes in it as sort of instructions, I guess, hoping that someone would pick it up, read it, and then there'd be a back and forth. And the fellow called Dash picks it up, and they end up sort of corresponding by writing notes in the book and then leaving it and doing sort of things, eventually leading to a romance. So this is just a lovely little series. It's sweet, very sweet, quite funny. And if you love New York, which I do, it's even better because it shows off all the beautiful sides of New York before COVID hit it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so this is really great. And it's New York at Christmas time, so it's even better.
Yeah.
And it's quite an original, you know, obviously it's a bit unrealistic for two strangers to be dropping notes in books in stores, but that's part of the charm of it.
Yeah.
So if you just want something that's, sweet and funny, Dash and Lily.
Perfect. And you know what I'm finding I'm attracted to more and more at the moment? Things that are potentially set abroad because we can't travel. So I feel like I'm getting my travel fix through TV and books and things. So, yeah, okay. So number four.
It's kind of bittersweet though, because it makes you feel good, but then also makes you feel sad. But look, I think we're on the way back, and hopefully next year we can all travel overseas again.
Yeah.
I think we're on the way back, yeah.
I watched that recommendation you gave us called Pretend It's a City by Martin Scorsese and Fran Lebowitz, and that was just awesome. So
I love that. I could listen to them talk for hours.
I know.
And Scorsese's laugh is just enough of it. So,
I know.
Really great, yeah. Again, New York, so that's good too.
New York, I know, it's just such an interesting place. Look, Wayne, thank you so much for joining us this week. Sorry we didn't get you last week, but we got you back
this week. I'll have more stuff for next week, hopefully.
Excellent. We'll talk to you then. Thanks, Wayne.
Yep. See you. Bye.
Bye.